Inspiration Nation. Hello, Lee Kemp here for another week on the podcast. Ryan not with us this week. Jose is here. How are we doing, Jose?
Yeah, good Lee. As you know, I'm just trying to get myself onto the YouTubing because yeah, I like this YouTube business.
I'm doing a bit of live updating as I screen as we go, so I'm multitasking. So this week, Jose, it is my turn, yep. I believe, for a topic.
Yeah.
And I said to you just beforehand, I had an idea in mind, and this bounces a bit off of what we did last week, but I need to do some prep to do it properly, otherwise I'm not going to do justice to what I want to. So I'm going to throw in a curveball, and I'm going to say we're winging it.
Oh, winging it. Oh, not have one of these for a while.
You like this, right?
I love it. I love it, Lee. Not only do I love it, I love it. I like it. No, I love it. You see, you taught me this, by the way, to just wing it sometimes.
That's me. We should have soon Robo Jose popping up on our screen, but I've made him too big. I've made him far too big, so it's going to be very unprofessional and dart around.
But whilst you do that, oh, someone's liking the live. Thank you. Who's that? Who liked it? Thank you, FDX. Thank you. Keep liking, keep liking, keep liking, keep liking. Come on, let's get out of there. It's only three. Come on. Let's keep liking that screen. Boom, 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 boom. We need this out to lots and lots of people. You go use Robo Jose. Go to inspirationist.org.uk. Free life coach over there. Don't have to pay for it. Just use it for free to help you out, to progress, to get where you want to be, right? That's what this whole podcast is about, those challenges.
100%. So I've just done my terrible bit of editing. So those works on YouTube, you just see a box moving around live on the screen.
I can see. I'm actually on YouTube. We're here.
So Robo Jose is with us. He's in the middle of the screen. It's a bit of
Robo.
If you had more time, I'd have made a third window, but I haven't. But we're good. So my version of winging it, Jose, is we're going to take some of your favourite quotes and we're going to chuck them into the Jose machine.
No. You're going to ask my brother. Right. None of this machine business because we've got to... He's AI. He's a living, breathing. Thank you, Leon, for liking the live.
So...
Yes.
Give me some quotes and we'll see what he thinks.
Oh, you're asking me to give you quotes?
I am, 100%. So if I was to say, what is your one quote you would love to rely on?
Okay, let me just think for a moment. You caught me on the hop there. I suppose the one that's just jumped to mind, I suppose I can use that one. For me, it's if you think you can't, or you think you can, you're right. It's a Henry Ford one. Like that one.
I like that. So if you think you tell me it again, sorry.
If you think you can, you think you can't, you're right. It's Henry Ford. So you can. If you think you can't, think you can achieve your goals, you're right. Right? So just bear that in mind.
So this is it, our live advert, Robo Jose, we're saying, can you detail your thoughts on the Henry Ford quote? If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And I've hit send. We'll see what we get back from our brand new free AI life coach, inspirationnation.org.uk.
Yeah. So TikTokers, please go over there. Thank you, Jay, for joining. Thanks for liking the live. Keep liking that live, please. We need to get more people out there. So please keep liking if you're here. Thank you for joining. We just launched the AI life coach. So inspirationnation.org.uk, as Lee just said. So TikTokers, go over there, have a little look. After this live, obviously, because we want you to be on the live, but it's free to use, right? So reducing the cost of one-to-one coaching 24 hours a day, amazing, honestly. It's fantastic. So go over there, go try them out. So please do that. Absolutely amazing. So we got anything yet, Lee?
We have. So Robo Jose comes back and says, absolutely. I love that quote by Henry Ford. It's a powerful reminder of the impact of our mindset can have on our lives. Our beliefs shape our actions. And it's our actions that shape our reality. This quote highlights the significance of our thoughts and how they can either propel us forward or hold us back. When you believe you can achieve something, you're more likely to take necessary actions to make it happen. Your belief fuels your determination, creativity, and resilience. On the other hand, if you believe you can't, you're more likely to give up easily, overlook opportunities, and not put your best effort. It's all about the power of self-fulfilling prophecies. What you think, you become. And then he gives a bit more detail. He says, this quote aligns perfectly with the concept of growth mindset, popularised by author and speaker Carol Dweck, who we have referenced many times before. A growth mindset empowers us to embrace challenges, persist in the face of setbacks, and see effort as the path to mastery. It's all about believing in the potential for growth and improvement rather than feeling limited by our current abilities. And finally, he closes out by saying, remember, your thoughts have incredible power. It's crucial to cultivate a positive and empowering mindset. When you believe in yourself and your capabilities, you're setting the stage for success and fulfillment. It's all about recognizing the potential within you and choosing to embrace a mindset that propels you forward to your goals. And then he says, if you'd like more context or explore this, how it applies to your life, feel free to share more about your situation. You could also ask about specific strategies for cultivating a positive mindset or overcoming self-limited beliefs. Remember, your mindset is a key factor in shaping your reality. So let's make it one that empowers and uplifts you. And I love that. Not just factual answer, but some great positive talk as well. Just like talking to the man himself, Jose Neuer.
In fact, it's just a great response, isn't it? So go overuse him. So I love that response. I was going to ask a sort of real life question. I think I know the quote thing's really good, but anyway, but I don't want to do that actually before. What else are you thinking, Lee? Because I don't want to pollute the conversation because I know
Did you want to ask another question to Robo? Is that what you're saying? Let's go for it. Let's try this. This is like a live experiment, so this better work. Otherwise, we're going to look terrible.
Right, this is the whole point. This is the whole point of testing it live, right? So everyone on TikTok, everyone on YouTube, I've actually got a situation I'm facing right now. I've just got a new role in my place of work. I'm going to be coaching brand new leaders. I don't know what they're going to be like. It's a bit scary. So my question is, what's the best approach for me to start to coach brand new leaders to bring the best out of them so they can perform and be happy performing or somewhere in that context? Can you ask a question around that? Maybe what would be the best approach to coach brand new leaders to bring the best out of them? Something like that. Because it's a new role, right? So I'm after some guidance from my brother. So if you can type something like that, that'd be great. Whilst you're doing that, I'm going to say hello to the TikTokers. Hey, Olivia, thanks for joining. Really appreciate you. Don't forget to like, please. Like the live. We need to like more because we need to get this out there to more people. So please like the live. We'd be lovely. So thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Leon. Oh, you like the live. Thank you, Leon, for liking. Really appreciate you liking the live. Really does help get this algorithm out there. Really do. Because it's going to get more people on board, right? Free stuff. We offer free stuff here. And you can still get it for free. Use it. Please go to inspirationnation.org.uk to try out AI Life Coach. My brother, Robo Jose. Please try him out because literally 24 hours a day, if you don't want to speak to a human being, you speak to my brother 24/7 a day, give you great pointers, and you can ask further questions, follow-up questions. Absolutely so powerful. But Lee, have we got a response yet from Robo?
Well, actually, I'm going to tell you the question first. I should have clicked send. Yeah. You're quite right. Yeah. I'll click send, voice in the question. So I said, I'm about to start a new role in my workplace, coaching new leaders. What is the best approach to take when starting to coach new leaders? Let's see what he says. He's up on the screen there, everyone. You can see the answer come back. There it goes. So here we go. Robo Jose, exciting times ahead. Congratulations on your new role. Coaching new leaders.
I love
fantastic
that.
Opportunity. He's not just factual, he's personal.
No, he's giving me saying, well done, Jose, for getting this new role. I bloody love that.
Congratulations on your new role. Coaching new leaders is a fantastic opportunity to make a positive impact and help them grow into their new roles. Here's some approaches you can take to make the most of this opportunity. One, build trust and rapport. Take time to get to know each new leader individually. Understanding their strengths, weaknesses and aspirations will help you tailor your coaching to their specific needs. Building trust and rapport is essential for an effective coaching relationship. So step one, do you agree? Point one, Jose, you agree?
I totally agree with that.
Cool.
Yeah, trust is so important because it's those initial conversations where you just need to get to know someone and build connections. And I'd probably say to Robo, what you might add to that is look for common ground between each other if you can find it. But I love that response. It's just brilliant. Oh, it's just fantastic.
Number two, set clear expectations. Communicate openly about what the coaching process will involve. Setting clear expectations will help the new leaders understand the value of coaching and what they can expect from the experience. This will also help align your coaching with their goals and the goals of the organisation.
Nice, nice, like that. So linking their own personal goals to the organisation, I think is great. Helps. That's almost like, I'd add to that, sort of like to Robo, I'd add to the conversation there, finding your why. Why are you doing your coaching role? Why is it happening? Why are you doing it? So that's what I love that about that. Thank you, Stanley, for joining. Thank you for joining live. Appreciate you. But that's what I love that. So it's almost like alluding. He's alluding to finding your why within the organisation, which I love. Yeah, I love that.
Number three, encourage self-reflection. Encourage the new leaders to engage in self-reflection. This could involve journaling about their experiences, challenges and successes. Self-reflection is a key component of personal growth and will help them gain insight into their leadership style and areas for development.
Journaling, Lee, your favourite.
It is my favourite. As we know, I say it's not, but we do this every week, so there's got to be something in that.
I love that. Yeah, journaling is really important. Don't do as much as I used to. Maybe I need to take it up again. I've been doing meditation, not so much journaling. But yeah, I love that. I think it's a really good, especially on your journey when you're coaching new people, I should definitely keep a journal, maybe on this journey. I've got my own development diary, actually, where I keep a diary of all my development. So since every role I start, I start a development diary. So actually, it's my journey. I'm doing it. I just call it different at work. I've got a personal one. I've got a work one. So development diary. Do that. It's a really good thing to do. I love that. I'd love that. Yep. Okay.
Goal setting. Work with new leaders to set SMART. That's in bold. SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound goals. These goals should align with their personal and professional development. Setting clear, achievable goals will give them a sensible direction of purpose. Do you believe in SMART as a method, Jose?
Oh, yeah, specific, measurable, agreed. I'd not. Has he come up with realistic? I don't like realistic.
Okay.
I'd say resource. I'd go resource. The only reason I go resource is I don't like
relevant. Sorry, relevant is the R.
Relevant. Oh, I love that. That's a great one as well. And in time bound, right?
Yes.
Is that right?
It is.
Yeah. I love smart. Smart. You should always be smart actions, smart goals. Oh, this is so good. Go on, Robo. You're just awesome. Go on.
Mindfulness and resilience. Introducing mindfulness practices to help the new leaders manage stress and build resilience. Mindfulness techniques can help them stay focused, calm and emotionally intelligent, which are all essential qualities for effective leadership. And then he finalises by saying, remember, coaching is all about empowering others to reach their full potential. Your enthusiasm and support will be instrumental in helping these new leaders thrive in their new roles. And then he just says, if you'd like more specific advice tailored to your situation, feel free to provide more context. That's where it falls over for me, Jose, because I just don't think that enthusiasm is your bag. I'm not sure that's going to be able to do that.
I think I need to dial up a little bit more, Lee.
Yeah. I just think you're too reserved sometimes. When
reserved,
you
come to this stuff. Yeah. You're right, yeah. So, Lee, can we got enough time for a little one more?
Absolutely, we do. We do. Look at you. You're loving
this, Lee. Lee, I want you now to ask a real challenge you have right now about anything in your life which you're finding challenging. This could be whatever it is. So I want you to ask a question now about something that's really real to you.
Don't know if I've got a challenge to throw in.
You must have a challenge. It could be anything. It could be anything. Come on. You've got to have something. It'll be something. What about, okay, if you can't think of anything, right, hang on, I'll let you think for it because I've got an idea.
Go with your idea.
You mind if I suggest something?
It's one you've
worked through already in the podcast. I'm wondering what Robo would say. The barber chair situation. Right. Can you put in a question about the barber chair?
Yeah, I feel really anxious in focused situations where I feel the need to make conversation, which makes me uncomfortable. As an example, sitting in the chair at the barber's, how can I resolve, deal with?
Right, if you're wondering what's going on, you TikTokers or anyone who just joined, Lee is actually putting in a question to Robo Jose to ask him a question about a struggle that he had before. And we're going to see what Robo Jose throws out and whether it matches the strategy which Lee used to get through that. So we're just going to see. RoboJose at inspirationnation.org.uk. Thank you, Chris, for joining. Thank you.
100% free AI life coaches for people. I'm going to click send on that question then.
Lovely.
Let's
brilliant.
See what he said. So it's a great question idea, by the way, Jose. I love
well,
that.
I thought it was something to see whether it matches the strategies you use to get through, whether he throws something else up. But yeah, don't forget to keep liking the live, everybody. Please like the live on your YouTube or TikTok. We need to get the likes up. 409 a minute. Come on, let's get that up. Let's get set up right in the show.
Great numbers there. Great numbers. Jose Moyer, Inspiration Nation on TikTok. Right, so he's the headline to this. Sometimes they're like little articles. Embrace the opportunity for growth and connection. And I think that would have made me feel a bit nervy before, but there's some good detail here. Hey there, it's totally normal to feel a bit anxious in situations where you need to make a conversation. Already I'm feeling better. Especially in places like a barber's chair. But you know what? This is actually a fantastic opportunity for personal growth and connection with others, which is what we did. That's what we used it for. And this is almost dead on to what you said. Embracing the discomfort can lead to some amazing conversations and connections that you might have otherwise missed out on. Sit in the uncomfortable spaces is what you used to say. That's the same thing. So it's got here, mindful preparation and positive self-talk. Here are a few tips so you can cope with these situations. One, mindfulness practice. Before you head to the barber, take a few minutes to practice mindfulness. Close your eyes, take a deep breath and focus on the present moment. This can help you calm your nerves and bring you into the present, allowing you to approach the situation with a clear mind. I don't know if you noticed, I even slowed down my talking there as I was reading that. Just subliminally. Number two, positive self-talk. Remind yourself of your strengths and positive qualities. Tell yourself that you are capable of having great conversations and that it is an opportunity to connect with someone new. Number three, conversation starters. Prepare a few simple conversation starters in advance. For example, you could ask Barbara how their day is going or they've been keeping busy in the shop. Having a few go-to questions can help ease the pressure of coming up with something on the spot. And this is a great bit to title up. I love this. It says here, get small goals and celebrate progress. Remember, it's okay to start small and take things one step at a time. Celebrate each little victory, whether it's initiating a conversation or keeping the chat going for a few minutes. Every small step forward is a win. And then he says to us, if you found this helpful, feel free to share more about the situation. What specific thoughts or fears come up for you in these moments? Do you have any specific goals in mind for improving the comfort and making conversation in situations? Remember, you've got this. Keep moving one step at a time. And I'm going to build on this, Jose, as
go
we
on.
Finish out.
Yeah, you've got to follow us. Go on.
This is great advice, I'm going to say. Thank you. Part of what I want to do is not feel the pressure to lead a conversation and be comfortable in the silence. And let's see what he says. Because this, I think that was all great. And actually, that's the bit to get to. But as you've taught me with this, Jose, it's about... Okay, so I'm making it more specific to my situation. I'm giving a bit more detail. Let's see what it does. And I just mentioned here as well, for those watching YouTube, see it if you're not, at the bottom there, there's a couple of book recommendations. It's got, you click on the links, it'll take you to Amazon, you can buy those books. It helps us support Robo Jose and buying him his oil to keep his gears going in the background.
I love that.
Says, you're welcome, glad you found the advice helpful. Feeling comfortable in the silence is a wonderful goal and it's totally achievable. Embracing silence can actually be a powerful tool in communication. I agree 100% with that.
It allows
both you and the other person to gather your thoughts and truly listen to each other without feeling rushed. And it's got a few strategies. So practice active listening. When the conversation naturally pauses, focus on truly listening to the other person. Show them through your body language and eye contact that you're fully engaged with what they're saying. And it can help build a deeper connection with the other person and make it feel more natural. Mindful breathing. Use the pauses in the conversation as an opportunity to take a few deep breaths. This can help you calm, be present in the moment and shift your mindset. Instead of viewing silence as awkward or uncomfortable, reframe it as a chance to reflect and connect on a deeper level. Embrace the idea that silence can be just as meaningful as words. And then it asks further, he says, got a load of ideas for follow-up questions and specific goals that you can do. So again, this, I think it's fantastic. This, we've just done this right now. This is free. You just go internet browser, on your phone, wherever you are, inspirationnation.org.uk, ask your questions and you can get this level of advice. Create plans. Again, if you like it, if you're asking a few questions, it's giving you great advice, please click on those links for us. Get yourself some self-help books. It really helps us with what we're doing. But the main thing for us is get on there, use it, ask your questions, see what it can do. This, all of this right here, this, and it's risky, because we're only a week or so in with this. This was a live test. We did no prep for this. As you can tell by my terrible editing at the start, we did it on the fly. And I think that worked wonderfully there, Jose. I'm going to take him off the screen now, so we'll say bye to your brother.
I'll see you later, Robo. I know you're 24/7. Thanks very much. You've been amazing. You've been amazing. Thank you, Ms. Redhead, for joining. Thank you, lawyers, for joining. Thank you, Marco. Thank you, user. Loads of numbers, 179 at the end. Thank you, Connor, for joining. Really appreciate it. Please like the live, because this gets out to more people. We need more people to use Robo Jose, inspirationnation.org.uk. Free life coaching through artificial intelligence, AI, state of the art. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. If you want to get more, you know, don't just keep scrolling on TikTok. Don't keep doing that. What do you want to achieve? What do you want to achieve, right? Go to inspirationnation.org.uk. Go to Robo Jose. Put the questions in. Thank you, Zeus. I think I said that right for the liking. That live is brilliant. Please, please, please utilize. It's free, right? Life coaching is expensive. The mission for Inspirationnation is to bring the cost of life coaching down. And you now have a tool called Robo Jose, my brother, that's going to help you start to crush your goals, right? That's what it's all about, right? We want to start to get to where we want to be. So please use a tool. Take some time out of your day to use him to help you. Like 24 hours a day. Sometimes you want to talk to him, right? You don't want to talk to him. You want to just, you know, you sometimes don't want to read it, right? That's fine. Go to Robo Jose and actually use the tool to help you, right?
Absolutely. Brilliant. 100%. Sorry, I just disappeared off screen there because I'm hastily grabbing my charger. I'm all over the place with my technical expertise today. So we thank everyone for listening, watching, supporting us. Again, YouTube and TikTok, all those that joined live, fantastic. Thank you. Just search for Jose Noy Inspiration Nation. Follow him and you'll be told when we're going live. Wherever you're listening, thank you. And as I said, most importantly, as was the theme of this, inspirationnation.org.uk. Robo Jose is there right now. We want to see you getting on there, asking your questions, seeing what advice he can give. I'm going to count us down, Jose, and we'll be back next week. 3-1.
Okay.
No, we're doing inspiration. Done. I thought you were going to jump in with something else there.
No, we're done. Right. No, yes, I was, but I'm not going to.
Thank you, everyone, good at reading me. See, look at that. I'm all over it. All over it. 3-1. Inspiration Nation. Catch you guys later.
Catch you guys later.